This is Randy.
Hey, Randy, how's it going? This is Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty good today. Got your request for some information off of our website. Yeah. It actually says that you wanted to call back on the 13th. I just realized that, so I apologize. Is now a good time for you?
A little bit. What do you need? I can go from there.
Well, it looks like the request was just for some information for a working capital loan.
Right.
Us here at Bank of Cardiff. So just call and answer any questions you might have.
Well, first off, we've been in business less than a year. Actually, September is our year anniversary.
Okay.
So I don't know how difficult or what kind of complexity that puts into that program.
We could still look into something for you as far as the actual loan itself. It was for working capital. Would it be used for any equipment or anything like that?
It'll probably be used for sure for one equipment, CNC.
Okay.
Other than that, it'll probably be for the rest of it would be working capital.
Right. And what would you say your average monthly deposits are right now?
30 to 35,000.
30 to 35. Okay. And how much working capital minus the equipment were you looking for altogether?
Maybe 100,000 to start off with.
Okay. You're on a pace to make right around 420,000 for the year. I mean, I'm sure there was a ramp up period and whatnot.
Actually, I've done that in less than a year. I've already done like about 320.
Okay.
And since inception, since September. Our ramp up was September and October. Since then, we've done well.
Okay, so that's kind of where the pendulum starts swinging for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on the working capital side, usually what they'll do is they'll lend right around 10% of your annual sales. On an unsecured route, we could also go a secured route on top of that one if you wanted to. That would be secured with assets such as equipment or something of that nature. You go that route. The equipment loan, we can do startup companies a day old. On equipment, we can go up to $49,500. I know CNC machines, they can get up there. Do you know how much the one that you're looking at would cost?
I think it's $35,000.
Is it? Okay, that's a good deal then. So that shouldn't be a problem as far as the actual equipment goes. I don't know that we'll be able to get you quite as much of the actual cash on the cash side that you're looking for just working capital, but I feel pretty confident about the CNC machine, though. Do you have any other equipment that you guys own outright, by any chance?
Own outright?
That there's no longer financing attached to it?
Trying to think. Just some gauges and some incidental, I mean, like office equipment and computers and stuff like that.
Gosh, okay. Usually what they look for is anything that has a value of at least $10,000 or more per item.
I got one item called a weld line. It's used specifically for oil and gas inspection. That one's worth $35,000.
$35,000, okay.
Yeah, that one's free and clear. But, I mean, that's used price. That's what we bought it for.
Okay, usually what they'll do in that case is they'll give you half the value for a loan.
So
probably, I mean, I think it could probably be around $25,000 for unsecured, and then do another, you know, $15,000 for the secured route. The unsecured financing is renewable, so that means once you're halfway paid into it, you'll be eligible for more funds. It'll usually give you more funds at a lower cost in the longer term, actually, on unsecured route. So we could get to the amount you're looking for, but initially, they're going to probably want to look at every bank statement and just kind of do a run rate of the business and lend right around 10% of what they find there. But I'm confident we can definitely get a CNC machine finance for you.
Okay. All right, like I said, I'm not ready to cover this, but yeah, what do you need in order for me to get that?
For the CNC machine, all we need to look at is just 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page there. I've got an application I can send out to you.
Sure, I can give you my email.
Is it just randy.garcia at
Apogee?
Apogee, OFS. Okay. OFS, yeah. Got it. Okay. I'll email you there with the application. Just 3 months of bank statements. Do you have a quote for the CNC machine yet?
No, not yet.
Well, that's right. We can cross that bridge when we get there. I can get the approval without it and have some numbers to work with you on it. Did you register the business as a sole proprietorship or LLC or corporation? Looks like an LLC.
LLC.
Okay. You're in the state of Texas, so...
Yep.
I should be able to find you on the Secretary of State then for the filing there. I can actually try to do that right now. I've got you on the phone just to see.
Okay.
And that's APOGE. Oh, there's actually quite a few of them that pop up. Is that a county or a city or something?
That's Houston.
Gotcha. Don't wonder. So, Apogee Oilfield Services. I've got Apogee Oil and Gas. Was that it? No, there it is. Oilfield Services. OLC. Found you. The registered agent was that Vincent George Jamnick.
Okay, that's the old one. We have our lawyer working. We're going to update that. He's actually being taken off as one of the members.
Is he? Okay, that's fine. We can use this for the time and date on it.
Okay, and we also changed the address because we've got an office now.
Okay. If you have the new one, I can work with that. Otherwise, we can use this to just show
you. I don't
have
the new one yet, but yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, we can cross that bridge when we get there. I'll be able to use this for the timestamp of the business start date. That's what I can use this for.
Okay.
And other than that, I think I have everything I need. I could go get that email to you and get an approval for you maybe as soon as tomorrow.
I probably won't be able to get to it tomorrow, but okay, yeah. Are you going to need a quote?
No, not yet. I can get an approval without it. Eventually, they'll want to get the contact information for the vendor and get the serial numbers and all that good stuff for the equipment. But in the meantime, I can at least get an approval for you so you have some numbers to work with.
What time period can y'all go? What's the interest rate?
We can go up to 5 years, and I don't know the rate yet. Unfortunately, I know with startups, they're a little bit higher just because they're a startup, but I'd have to look into the credit and see if there's any comparable debt. It might be a great rate, though. I mean, sometimes I'll make exceptions on a startup company depending on what they find.
Okay.
But either way, the loan itself is only going to report on the business credit. It stays off your personal credit, so it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio. And it's
good. I'm trying to build a company credit, too.
Yeah, it'll help with business credit for sure. And if you even took a smaller amount on the unsecured working capital loan, once you have your foot in the door with that, the pricing on that gets much better as time goes by. But we can look into that too, later down the road as well.
Okay.
Well, I can give you my direct number. It'll be on my email that I sent to you.
Okay.
But otherwise, my name's Dennis.
Okay. Yeah, if you can just put that in the email, and then I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. I'll get it right over to you.
All right, thanks.
You too. I'll talk to you soon, Randy. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.